Italian trader João Albacini and French Huguenot Conrad the Bass completely blurred racial boundaries when they became the only white men to rule black tribes as their recognized chiefs. In a continent dominated by colonial powers, Albacini and the Bass defied the prevailing norms of the time, and one of them was even elected king of Batsonga, a prominent South African tribe. As white men leading African nations, they had to navigate a complex web of cultural, racial, and political dynamics. However, their dedication to the indigenous people and deep understanding of their customs earned them their respect. João Albacini. João Albacini was born in 1813 to an Italian family in Portugal, hence the Portuguese form of his first name. Albacini set up trade routes and infrastructure that reached from Delagoa Bay far into the mainland. Albacini supplied the Tsonga people with ammunition and rifles to protect themselves against other tribes, especially Bavenda, who referred to Tsonga people as Magwamba and their language Chigwamba. Also Bapedi, who called them Magwapa and called their language Sigwapa. He also trained and employed 500 Tsonga men to hunt elephant for him. These 500 Tsonga men were all given hunting rifles, and Albacini did not control the supply of guns to these hunters because he greatly trusted the Tsonga people. By contrast, Albacini would not give guns or ammunition to any tribes other than Batsonga due to his lack of trust. Albacini was a good friend of the Tsonga people. He was so revered among them that they made him their honorary king and named the area Albacini Village, which was later renamed Valdezia in 1875. As the elected king, Albacini made Hosi Nwamanungu his army general and instructed him to appoint and recognize all Tsonga rulers in the Elim area. Between the years 1845 to 1885, powerful Tsonga leaders such as Hosi Bungeni, Hosi Njaganjaga of Elim, Hosi Mbogota, Hosi Bogisi, Hosi Mzedweni, Hosi Ndengeza, Hosi Malele, Hosi Sibisi Mahatlani, Hosi Njaganjaga Maholeni, Hosi Sikunyana aka Makoma, Hosi Nguzana, Hosi Shitaki, and many more were downgraded from being Mahosi to mere headmen by King João Albacini. Initially, Njaganjaga exercised authority over all Tsonga refugees in Hlanganani and was recognized as such by the scattered refugees everywhere in the Spelonkin district. But João Albacini also claimed authority over the Tsonga refugees in the Spelonkin district. With all the military abilities, Njaganjaga was undermined by Albacini, who declared himself a paramount chief for all Batsonga of Rionze. And the Tsonga also recognized Albacini as their king as well. The result was that the authority of Hosi Njaganjaga was reduced to 5 small villages, which are Elim, Shirley, Lemana, Waterfall, and Njaganjaga only. Before the arrival of the Swiss missionaries, Valdezia was formerly known as Ega Albacini by the local Tsonga refugees, meaning Albacini Village. The large Tsonga population in the Elim area today are a result of Albacini's policies of encouraging Tsonga immigration into the area, mostly between the years 1845 to 1895. Due to large-scale Tsonga immigration into the Elim, more headmen were appointed by Albacini to help settle the thousands of Tsonga immigrants who arrived in the area as refugees from Mozambique. This is the reason why Albacini is famously known as the White Chief of the Shangaan people. This title is misleading because the Mozambican immigrants were a mixture of Batsonga and Amashangaan. Not to mention, Mozambique was the ancestral home of Batsonga. The reason they left was to avoid the despotic rule of Soshangani and his goal to erase the Tsonga language in favor of Zulu or Nguni dialects and impose a Shangani cultural identity. After the destruction of Schumann's Dal by the legendary Venda king Makhado Ramabulana in 1867, all whites left the area and moved south, leaving Schumannsdal a ghost town. Jean Albasini was the only white person left in the entire Schumannsdal district. He was able to resist attack by Makhado because his warriors, consisting of 2,000 Tsonga men armed with assault rifles, guarded his fort day and night. Albasini died in 1888 and was buried by the Tsonga people in accordance with Tsonga burial rituals. The Tsonga people were deeply hurt and saddened by the death of their beloved king. The village of Valdezia, situated 3 kilometers from the Albasini Dam, is a village where João Albasini ruled supreme as the king of Tsonga people. Every year, hundreds of Tsonga people gather around the grave of João Albasini and perform Tsonga rituals in honor of their tribal leader. The grave of Albasini is regarded as a sacred site by the Tsonga people of Valdezia village and the Tsonga neighboring villages. Conrad the Base. Conrad the Base, born in 1761, was nearly 7 foot tall and had enormous self-confidence. The Base was given several nicknames by the African tribes which he aligned himself with, names such as Kula, a reference to his height, Dipafa, a reference to his favorite hat, Khoe, referring to his skin color, and Mora, meaning sun. In the early 1780s, Conrad lived on a farm in the Zurfield with a mixed-race Khoikhoi woman, Maria van der Hurst, a slave descendant with whom he had 7 children. He often raided cattle from Amaxhosa, and a Zurfield ruler named Langa reported that the Base kidnapped his wife and used her as a concubine. 2 other tribal leaders said that the Base had abducted their wives and stole their cattle. He then fled the area and went to live in the headquarters of the Kgagabe king, Nqiga, well beyond the colonial border. Working for the king as a translator, Conrad earned a Xhosa name, Kula, and married Nqiga's mother, Yese, who was the widow of Mlau Kgagabe. He also became Nqiga's main advisor. Conrad further took a Tembu wife, Elizabeth, and had many more children with her. During the Batavian period, he moved to a farm in the Langkloof, where he lived with Maria, Elizabeth, and a large family of mixed-race children. While here, Conrad the Base testified against a depraved slave owner who had many cases of horrifying abuse and one of murder. This action alienated him from the European community there, and with the crushing of the Boer Rebellion in 1815, in which he participated, he gathered his family together with his allies from the Khoi, Orlams, Basters, and Xhosa, and he fled north. Moving northward, it is said that at a different time he was allied with Bangwaketsi Khosi Magaba and the Bahurutse of Dikhosi Diutlwileng, Moilwa, and Sinosi at Kaditsweni, where he was known as Mora. With his armed followers, he joined Bahurutse in attacking Bamalete. The latter group and the neighboring Balaka remember the Base as Dipafa, possibly due to the feathers he wore in his hat. By 1818, Conrad moved to the present province of Limpopo, leaving behind an enormous number of descendants of mixed origin, later called the Base Bastards, who formed a distinctive community. The exact number is unknown, but it is estimated that Conrad the Base had over 300 mixed-race children, and they later founded the town of Basedorp, named after Conrad, and situated along the Soutpansberg in Limpopo. After migrating as far as the northern Limpopo province, the Base resettled in Letswapong, an ally of the Bangwato Khosi Gari. Bangwato and their neighbors knew him as Khoe, which, according to Peter Sibina, was derived from an archaic Setswana verb, khokhoa, meaning to peel with a knife, due to Base's reddish skin that was regarded as bare flesh peeled off with a knife. In 1820, Conrad decided to move north once again, and during the trip, Elizabeth contracted yellow fever and died where they had settled. An already old and, for long, unwell Conrad was distressed. He undertook a last journey to Mozambique and asked his sons and their families to wait for him at the border, the Limpopo River. He never returned. It is believed that he died shortly after this and his remains were never found.